the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, be with us, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and always. I will read from the 21st chapter of John, verses 15 through 17. In our today, in the worship service, we had heard about Peter's fishing. Jesus had died on the cross and had revealed himself to the disciples, but Peter and a few of the other disciples went fishing at night, and they did not receive any catch. And if this is the dear Song of Zion for many, where Jesus has given food for the disciples to eat. And then we can read the words of the concluding words in Jesus' name. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Ye Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Amen. As we remember, Peter was there. There at the time of crucifixion of Christ, he denied Jesus three times. And now here, Peter had to three times acknowledge his love to Jesus. What is the love of God to us? It is this, that we want to be obedient to the word of God. And Jesus thought of this, that keep all that I teach you. And that he forbid that nothing would be added to it and nothing would be taken away from it. From sin, we have tendency toward bad, evil, and the enemy of the soul is enticing us in many ways. He's tempting us to use our own understanding in some timely matters. He says that it is not according to the laws of this time, or this experience of this time, that it may seem to be our own reason, but it is the thought that has been given to us by the enemy of the soul. In our services, we have had this motto that your word is forever. Lord, thy word is eternal. And this word of God has been the same at the time of apostles. It is the same today. And also in the time of that future of our children, that word of God is same in all times. In all times, the word of God has shown the way to heaven for us, the secure way to heaven. As we have heard in sermons here, it may feel so that, is it today also so that we would have to obey the guidance of Jesus that he gives of love. Yes, it is even in this changing time, as our brother in the youth evening yesterday said, that the Holy Spirit opens his word. Even as time changes, not everything is written in the scriptures, but the Holy Spirit in his congregation opens this to us, which is correct and which keeps us on the correct way. Sometimes it requires of us to be contempt and to be humble, but it is good for us, even though we do not understand everything, that we would be contempt in the will of God. Content in the will of God. The Father knows best how his children is able to make it to heaven. Listening to the Peter's assurances about love to Jesus, and Jesus said to Peter, "Feed my sheep." Jesus had many parables of sheep. We also understand that sheep need nourishment, and they need it every day. Even the purpose of these services has been this, that our undying soul would receive nourishment, and that we would be nourished in our faith in the midst of the Word of God, and that it would be nourished, refreshed in the fellowship of other believers. Often we are refreshed that in daily life it may feel that we are alone, and we have noticed here that we are not alone. There are many here that believe in the same way as us and want to stay on heaven's way. This year's the summer service has been organized by Lohja, Espoo, Salo and Nurmijärvi, R-wise. And as Juha, brother, mentioned of the servants, we also have been servants here doing the work of God. Peter was a fisher, but he was put onto a difficult situation. He was not able to catch any fish, even though he was skilled, because the Heavenly Father did not give him catch. It is also for us that when we are organizing services, not with our own skill, but with those gifts given to us by God, and with those strength that has been given to us by God, our prayer has been this, that the Heavenly Father would be blessing our work. And so we have been able to experience that. I believe that this is a mutual experience and feeling that the Heavenly Father has greatly blessed our work. Dear brothers and sisters, it has been a great joy to work with you in organizing these services, in preparing these services. Thank you for all those committee members and those who had responsibilities. We have been working in good spirit. At least I have not heard of any contention. Sometimes we have been may have been tired, but in good spirits, as it is a familiar saying of the work of God. It involves, although it is fun work, there is also it involves a lot of work. And thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for your work. Although it has pleasant at times, it may have been tiresome And it may have felt that, do I have to do everything by myself? Or such annoying thoughts may have, troubling thoughts may have come to your mind. You may believe all those, that those doubts and sins forgiven and be of good cheer and believe them forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. I spoke of committees and of people of responsibilities, but there is only a small group here of those who are have been organizing, preparing these services. Thank you for all of you. You have been in numerous different capacities helping work in these services, and we have been able to thankfully, gratefully been able to observe how even the last work shifts have been able to fulfill, and even those difficult to reach work shifts have been fulfilled. Great thanks also to those at home . Although it has been pleasant to work here, it may have been difficult to take care of those children at home, alone there at home, to take care of the daily matters. It is great work of the Kingdom of God that you have been able to make it possible, that you have been able to give the spouse opportunity to prepare for these services. All that you have done, unto me. The Isokeria campus group, where we are here now, you have been helping us in many ways and making it possible that we have been able to organize services here. I will not say names, for I would probably forget to mention some, but you know who you are. You have helped us in many ways. Be thanked for this work. We want to also thank all authorities and partners, collaborators who have in your own way made it possible that we have been able to prepare and organize these services here. As there are a great number of people here, there is some distraction to the people, neighborhoods here. We thank the neighbors for patience and long-suffering, and we regret the inconvenience that we have caused. You will be able to be the organization responsibility of next summer services, Jämsäopisto summer services, is by Merikarvi ja Pori, Parkano, Rauma, Turku, Ylöjärvi, Lempäälään, Tampere, Arvais, as well as Kokemäki and Forssa, Loimaa. We thank for your cooperation. We have been able to exchange our responsibilities. We have had good cooperation, and we wish you God's blessings and protection for the soon to begin work that will take place. Jesus instructed Peter in this way also, that in addition to feeding his sheep, and he asked him to take care and guide his sheep. Jesus was an example of the good shepherd, how a good shepherd guides his flock. We remember, and we see in the logo of the service motto, that there is a man with a shaft, and this shepherd was not pushing away the sheep with the shaft, this is not the teaching of Jesus, but the good shepherd knows his sheep. He knows our weaknesses, and he knows those places of danger where we may be falling astray. And nevertheless, he loves us and wants to guide us to a secure way. In Psalm 139, it says, look into my heart, try my thoughts. Look if I am on the wrong path, but guide me onto the way of everlasting. We have been preparing and organizing these services in addition to receiving refreshment for our faith, and we have been able to receive strength for our undying soul. We have had the hope that the Word of God would have been able to speak to those who are not yet partakers of this kingdom of God. This is the fulfillment of the I do not know if I am over translating, interpreting this logo of the service motto that I can see here. There's a evening sunset here in this picture. We do not know when this sunset comes for us. We do not know when our days here end. Is it when we are young children or young adults, or maybe not until we are older? For that reason, you who may feel that you are outside of the kingdom of God, you are be obedient to this and make repentance. You may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And by believing this gospel, you may move from the way of perdition to the way of salvation, to the way of everlasting life. We who have been able to stay in faith until this day, this picture reminds us of this, that the blessing and caring hand of God, we can travel under the good care of God. And the Heavenly Father has promised to take us all the way home when we promise to stay in faith and to be obedient to the Word of God. The Heavenly Father will guide us home to heaven. We are comforted by this, that the Heavenly Father does not look at our works and how we are successful, but through His Son, who He sacrificed on the cross on behalf of us. So we may securely be concluding these services. Dear brothers and sisters, you at the end of the services, you can believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood and be of good cheer. I also, in many places, feel myself sinful. Will you preach the gospel to me? I want to believe together with you. Dear brothers and sisters, God's blessed home journey to you, whether you're going home or continuing your vacation, and one day to heavenly home. In Jesus' name, amen. We will quieten the Lord's benediction. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love to us, towards us. You know that we are weak. You see that without your grace we are not able to make it. You sent your own Son here to be Redeemer of our sins. We thank you for the gift of faith. We thank you for this kingdom. in the midst of which we can make journey securely. We pray that you would protect us always in this flock of your children, that you would take us home one day. We thank you that you have been able, you have been blessing our services and protecting so that we have been able to be here securely. And we ask that you would be blessing and protecting the